This is the Wedding Experience Podcast with me, Shay Dooley.
All right, everyone, it is 2019 and we are going to jump in today to talk about some of the things that we feel we should be pulling back on, some of the things that we will be capitalizing on, and then I'll give you some tips and recommendations that we've learned from 2018, things that we are seeing across the country, and then what some recommendations you could do to really maximize your wedding experience. So the first one I'm going to talk about is where we are going. All right. So as you know, we own Harper's Vineyard. It's an event venue in Iowa. And I'm going to talk about where we are headed from an overall aesthetic standpoint from the venue. So for a long time, you know, we started 4 years ago, I think now, and that very, very rustic country where, you know, you have, chipped paint and rough woods and very, very country feel, that's definitely starting to move away. At least we are starting to capitalize more on the sophisticated country look. So we're about to go through a pretty massive renovation to our barn, and we're really uplifting that. So higher end finishes, higher quality materials, wood, tons of windows, and quite a bit more. Now, why we think that's so important? You know, when you look at the trends and you look at what everyone is looking for, at the end of the day, couples are always looking to not, they don't want to feel like they're going to a cookie cutter wedding, that they're spending a tremendous amount of time, effort, and money planning such a great event to feel like every other person's wedding. Now, what you're seeing across the country, especially in the Midwest, is you're starting to see a tremendous amount of barn venues pop up. Now, that's great, and there will always be a need for that. But the problem is that the barns, they're becoming extremely cookie cutter. Again, you're getting that ultra country, the red barn, the exact same layout. 99% of it is focused on the inside with maybe the ceremony as an afterthought. What that's creating is the bubble, and it's about to burst, and we think that 2019 is really where that's going to come. And so we put a tremendous amount of money into uplifting, facelifting, doing a tremendous amount of work, taking our existing structure and really focusing on more modern, chic, elegant, and sophisticated experiences that we know that our couples are absolutely going to love. So we do recommend in 2019, if you're looking to really stretch outside of the barn, because you got to think about it. You're going to be, your experience when you're booking your venue right now, you need to be thinking you're probably booking 1 to 2 years in advance. And so my recommendation is you to really think about maybe an outdoor hybrid venue, looking for more of a modern chic, because again, the barns, they're getting out of control. There's just too many of them. And while we do have a barn, we are absolutely focused on uplifting and really bringing that experience up. And then, as always, our claim to fame will be looking at the hybrid experience of having an indoor and outdoor experience. So we say that we pretty much split it 50-50, and that's what we would recommend because you can do so much with that outdoor experience. So that leads me into my next huge recommendation, and that is all about these outdoor experiences. I cannot recommend this enough. This is like your insurance policy to guarantee an incredible experience. Again, I'm going to recommend, because you're booking 1 to 2 years in advance, no matter what, if you have a hybrid wedding venue where you have that indoor-outdoor experience, you can do so much. Whether the trends are completely different in 1 to 2 years, you can absolutely transform that experience through things that I'll share with you now. We are highly recommending doing things like, you know, mobile bars in the lawn, having tents, having tables with bistro lighting, strung between trees. There's so many things, and we're really, oh my gosh, we are stretching ourselves so much to really get out of that cookie cutter barn wedding feel. And that's where we're stretching into utilizing areas of the vineyard. We have a massive open lawn that we can use. We have lounge furniture. So I really recommend looking at how do you capitalize that outdoor experience as long as weather permits. But the one thing I can't recommend enough is If you're just looking at that ballroom style, which nothing wrong with that, ballrooms are great, but more than likely you're not going to have the flexibility of using that outdoor experience. And then again, you're still getting into more of that cookie cutter feel. So just be careful. Some people don't care about that. Some want that ultra luxe, extreme uplighting and candelabras. And I love that. And you can still do that with an outdoor venue, but it's just it's a completely different setup. So that would be the one thing that I would recommend is how do you capitalize on indoor-outdoor space? Finally, where we are highly recommending more than ever is the ongoing trend around lighting. Now, lighting is one of those things that technology has really enabled events to go to the next level. If you think about it, you know, a few years ago, it was probably just like Christmas twinkle lights, right? That's about all you could use as far as uplighting or really expensive uplighting, okay? Then in the last couple years, the bistro lights, those Edison bulbs that you see everywhere that are, you know, extended, you know, 100 to 200 feet, and there's suspended lighting essentially across dance floors and all of that. Great. It's beautiful. We have that as well. But our recommendation, my recommendation, is stretch it even further. There, uplighting, you do not have to spend a fortune on that anymore. There are so many options. You can look on Amazon. You can talk to your wedding planners. You can talk to the venues and ask what options they have. But I'm going to tell you this right now. Uplighting is huge, and it can completely transform not just indoor experiences, but outdoor. If you want to get an idea of what I'm talking about, you can go on our website at harpers.com and you can look at some of the outdoor deck options that we have and the pictures I've posted. It will give you a great idea of what uplighting can do to transform it, your experience. We have it on our outdoor deck. We have it inside the barn. We have it cascading across our mural with our logo on it. I'm just a huge fan of uplighting, and I think that it really makes that sophisticated, modern country evolution that I continue to talk about. So I'm going to recap where 2019 is going. Again, I talked a lot about moving away from that ultra country, just the rustic feel, and I highly recommend looking at venues across the country that might have that more upscale, sophisticated look, because I think we're going to continue to see rustic start to slide out and then that more sophisticated, modern approach come into 2019 and even into 2020. It's all about the outdoor experience. Again, if you do have an outdoor venue, I highly recommend looking at party rental companies, looking at what your venues provide. Even you could even buy certain experiences, but the rental companies are going to be the ones that if you've got the money, they could totally transform your experience and make your guests leaving just absolutely astounded with what you do. Again, it's like those outdoor tents and the mobile bars across the lawn, the different lighting, just there's so much you could do, outdoor games and so on. So we're going to be capitalizing that at the venue as well this year. And then finally, lighting. Try to push beyond the ultra cliche, the twinkle lights, nothing wrong with that. In fact, mix that with things like bistro lighting. But the big one, if you really want people to go like, wow, is to be looking at the uplighting and how you can transform that. If you have any questions on how to use uplighting, you can always email us at info@harpers.com. But again, those were the 2019 updates. Things that we're capitalizing on and things that I recommend taking your event to the next level. So I'll talk to you guys soon. See you in 2019.